Amplify the North continues as we take a look at Kid Office Plus in Peace River. I've got the co-business owners of Kid Office Plus, that's Oksana and Adrian Mielzerik. Thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, I should ask just a little bit of an icebreaker. How long has Kid Office Plus been in business in Peace River?
Actually, Kid Office Plus has been in business since 1976. So we've been quite long now.
How have things gone since 1976, or since you guys became business owners?
Well, it's been a rocky ride, just like any other business. It had its ups and downs. Obviously, COVID wasn't a pleasant experience, but we managed to pull through it and come out on the other side in a very good position looking into the future, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the community-based initiatives that Kid Office Plus is involved with. Now, I know this hits really close to home with you, Oksana, since you are from the Ukraine and you are taking donations for help with Ukraine support. Also, I'm reading in the email here that Kid has always been there, and this is one of the nominations that was given. Kid has always been there for the community, has contributed to many community groups and programs over the years. They're always keeping up with changes and evolving to go over and above for their customers, offering delivery to home and businesses, and online shopping and ordering as well. A prominent business within the community for years, and that says a lot for the community. First of all, as I read that nomination to you, how I know it's the old cliche question, but how are you feeling when you're hearing this right now?
It actually feels really good to know that people recognize our efforts and they see, you know, us being good. Serving our customers, that's our number one goal, is to serve our customer to the top level, and we always striving and doing everything to get better at that as well. And of course, for our community, it's nice to know that our community is so supportive, not that just we support them, but they also support us in the hard times as well, that there is people who always think about other people and businesses. So it's really heartwarming to hear that for sure.
What are some of the community groups and programs that Kid Office Plus has supported over the years?
We've been always support. Right now we are very, very involved in organizing 55 Plus Summer Games that will be here in June. So I'm on a volunteer committee. We actually have been very involved in organizing the games and committing many, many countless hours to that. We also always taking participation in different donations programs, such as, you know, different Christmas programs for seniors. We always try to come up with support in different ways.
We've always been volunteering for different community events, like the RCMP last summer. We've sent so far over $6,000 of medical aid to Ukraine.
And wow!
Continuing to gather money and send other supplies as needed, as per their needs. We continue to engage with our community and help out in any way we can, not to mention we also employ quite a few employees within our community and provide decent jobs and putting food on people's tables.
You mentioned the engagement here, Adrian, and Oksana as well, the engagement that you have with the community, but I'm also hearing that the engagement from the community comes back to you. I gave you an example here in the email that I have here in front of me, but how has, in general, the feedback been to what Kid Office Plus provides for the community, both business-wise and community-wise?
Well, the feedback was is, I mean, very overwhelming and satisfying. I mean, our hard work continues to be, you know, rewarded in terms of repeating customers coming back, seeing the value what we offer as a product and service, and continue to support our community as well. You know, that's how businesses work.
I know Kid Office Plus has three offices or three businesses in northwestern Alberta. So I still think of, you know, a business like Kid Office Plus being local and being small. In your mind, as far as business is concerned, how important is it to not only think local, but to think small when it comes to business?
So with us being a smaller company, we actually pride ourselves on the customer service. I mean, pricing aside, because we are actually a part of Canada's largest buying group of office supplies and furnishings, we do offer very, very targeted and competitive pricing to the big box stores, but we are small enough that we take pride in the customer service that we provide to our customers, because we depend on them, right? So in terms of thinking local, obviously we've seen the circumstances worldwide and the supply chains and things like that. And I think it is very important to Canadians, especially now, that more products are manufactured first of all in Canada, which most of our product base is manufactured in Canada. Most of our furnishings are manufactured actually in Canada. So it's absolutely very important to have that mindset to keep things local, because when somebody buys furniture from me, I make money, I provide jobs to the local people, those people pay taxes, I pay taxes, then I go and purchase a vehicle at the Ford dealership or the Chevy dealership, they make money, and that
the
wheel revolves. They employ
the
people, yes,
well.
It stays in the community. Yeah.
So the money, the circle of money, when you spend locally, stays in the community. In that case, we can support a lot of, school programs, donations, sport programs. That's, I think, the main reason that people need to understand that if you shop local, that money are staying, majority of that money are staying local to support them in the end as well for their kids.
And it's the local businesses that end up doing a lot of fundraising, a lot of help, a lot of locally.
Oksana, Adrian, how bright does the future look not only for you, but for Kid Office Plus, especially here in Peace River?
I think we're positioned quite well in the Peace region. And we're looking way into the future and into expansion into Grand Prairie and to the Grand Prairie area. We've been continually doing that and seeing quite a lot of success. We've been doing quite well up north also in high level, and continue to support that community as well. So the future actually looks quite bright. We think that we have a niche product and more so a service that we offer that we don't think other competitors offer.
Amplify the North continues as we look at Kid Office Plus in Peace River, High Level, and Grand Prairie. And I have Oksana and Adrian Mialcharek on the phone, the business owners of Kid Office Plus. Oksana, Adrian, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.